This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to Steele Talkin'. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. And it is what I love to do on a Sunday night is be here with you. So thank you for your patience when I wasn't feeling very well. Thank you for all of your prayers. And I know I've said this before, but I don't ever want to forget it because you are the reason we do this. So thank you so much. Jonathan Lowe is joining me tonight. He is one of the producers, of course. And in fact, I should tell you, my producers are Chris Tubbs for the 9 o'clock hour. And then Jonathan is the producer for the 7 through 8 o'clock hour. So we're here until 10 p.m. And I'm just excited about that. Also want to let you know that the Twins baseball returns on Friday as they travel to Oakland to take on the A's. Pregame show is at 8 p.m. with a 8:40 p.m. first pitch right here on WCCO radio. So don't forget. All right, Jonathan, how you be?
I'm doing okay. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well this evening. You know, it's really quite shocking how many different type of articles there are in one newspaper or one magazine. You know, it used to be a time when there was something going on and people would say, hey, this is at the top of the list and we should really talk about this. And people talk about that one thing. But there's so much to talk about now that you just, it's overwhelming almost. How do you make the decision on what's best to talk about? How do you do that as a producer?
I guess I keep my eyes open for, try to look at for interesting stories because we, in the producer world, we might try to go out and find our own things or we may have our own sources, but sometimes it's a little bit difficult to do that because we're working at our jobs. We don't have 10, 15 hours a day to go search for stories or search for things. So we have to be a little bit efficient in trying to look through some of the stories that are out there, trying to look at some of the headlines that are making news and try to figure out which partially which ones fit the hosts that we work with sometimes, because the hosts, like some hosts have a type, you know, have a type of story that they like to go to more than others. And so maybe we push toward that a little bit where we have a three or four different topics that we can look at and say, okay, it's been a month since we've covered this. Let's cover it through this angle. Let's cover it through that angle. And then there are other things that pop up that are like, oh, we should try to get some form of coverage on this. So you got to be flexible.
But some people, you know, some of the hosts actually go rogue a little bit. Like, I'm about to do that right now. Are you ready?
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, are you ready right now?
No,
are you ready?
No, no.
I bet you are. I know that you're ready, right? So here it is. I was reading about, you know, I like Yahoo. I'm a Yahoo girl. And I like to read some of their articles. And here's one that's, here's the title, the headline. Groom tells tired new wife that he's filing for divorce after she refuses to sleep with him on their wedding night. And I'm thinking, this must be a joke, right? This is what I'm thinking, Jonathan. Don't hang up on me. I'm not kidding you. So the story goes on to say, an Australian woman revealed the horrid reason why she and her new husband got divorced after only 2 weeks of being married. Now, the woman named Rachel told her story after calling Abby Chatfield, whom I don't know, but I'm sure she must be a gossip columnist or something, Abby Chatfield and Rohan Edwards' radio show, Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. And they wanted to discuss the shortest relationship that she had ever been in. And Rachel recalled how her new husband had been quick to pull the plug after not getting something that he wanted. Now, Jonathan, you and I, plus most of the listeners, know what that something is. But his wife, after they got married, she just didn't want to do it. And then, of course, you know, some people would sit down and go, oh, that's ridiculous. You know, you have to do it that night. Once you're married, you have to do it. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that every couple in the world has to do that. It is an option. It's what you plan on as a couple, both of you. Now, what surprises me is that no matter what she decided, he literally said, I am divorcing you immediately. And he did. What do you think about that? Is it worthy of a divorce?
So I'm going to say a disclaimer right now. The words that might come out of my mouth, I do not mean in any way of harm, and they are not reflective of News Talk 830 WCCO. I don't know what to think of this, because yes, it is tradition that on the night of wedded bliss, you have a lot of bliss.
Right.
After the ceremony and the reception, you drive away to your after bliss.
But how do we define bliss?
But how do we
define that? Especially for the one from the woman's perspective, you take on the man's perspective.
Here's the thing. I've never been married. I've been to weddings, a few weddings in my life. And the one thing that I know about weddings, especially the day of. And this is just the day of. This isn't the whole process to get to the day of. It looks exhausting. It looks like, okay, I've got to get prepped. If you're the bride, I've got to get prepped with hair and makeup and nails and whatnot. And I have to get into the dress. And we have to make sure that all the tables are ready and the food and this. And, yes, from the husband's side, if they are not as engaged, it's going to be easier for them to get through the day. But the bride, especially, usually has a lot on her plate.
Exactly.
And so I understand, I do understand that if the bride is not willing, two things. Number one, she's probably exhausted from the day because it's a long, very, very high tension day.
Yeah.
And number
two, there's a whole lot to do. And
number
two, I'm talking
two,
weeks before, months before this.
And that's
a whole
what I'm saying. That's just the day of.
Right.
And the whole adage is, it is her day. It's the bride's day. I've never heard anything say, okay, maybe it's their day. Maybe it's the couple's day. But when you say the couple's day, you usually mean the bride's day. You usually
I do not think of it that way. I'm surprised that you said that. Because I believe that it's both of their day, however they want to see it, right? Because whatever lens each of us use, we deserve the right to use that lens, right? So here's what's really confusing to me, is that she explained to her husband that she and her husband had slept together the night before the wedding. The night before their wedding, they had already done it.
So what? That's what you call pre-bliss.
Okay. Pre-bliss. You are stuck on bliss. You should get married. Good Lord.
I'm going to say this. So I was catching the end of one of the ESPN shows the other day, one of their NFL shows.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the commentators and analysts that day was Herman Edwards, former NFL player, former NFL coach, former college coach. He's now back at ESPN as an analyst. And someone got engaged. I think it was a football player that got engaged on Friday. And they were showing this. And the host said, hey, as a player and a former player, former coach, what advice do you have for this current player that's, you know, see the picture of him on one knee with the ring up there? And what do you have as far as advice? And all you see is Herm Edwards nodding his head, say, do a lot of this. Nod your head. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're right. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about when I say when you talk about the couple's day, it's truly the bride's day. It is the bride's day.
Well, the bride is always front and center, but I really see it as the couple and that they should be blissfully in love with each other long before that night happens. So, you know, come on. I mean, you can sit here and make a decision about it, but for the woman, okay, I can talk about me, right? For me, it's so special. I eloped. I did not want a big, gigantic wedding. I did not want it. And we decided to elope. We bought a house 2 weeks before we got married. Then we got married. And then about 5 weeks later, I was like, wow, I shouldn't have done that. Then I was married for 20 years to that man. And I sat back and I went, wow, we didn't do the big wedding and the big entrance. I mean, we had, what was it, 2 or 4 of our friends that were witnesses. And we did it at a church. I mean, we got married at a church. But I was terrified to do a big wedding. Terrified. Now, this
not everybody,
woman.
Not everybody does it.
I know people that did not do
a big wedding. They did a justice of the peace,
right? And I don't think I'll ever get married again.
Well, if you do, just remember, it's all about bliss.
We got to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would.
Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is now 7:22 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight. As we were talking about marriage and that sort of thing, as we know, Jonathan, spring and summer is always filled with a lot of weddings. But people are finding new ways of getting married, and I think that's a wonderful thing. If it works for both of them, then God bless them, right? The regular wedding vows that we hear offer, usually, it's like, I so-and-so will take so-and-so to be my wife or husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and cherish always, right? That's the one that a lot of people look at and say, well, this, you know, this makes a really good sense, and I think that's the one I'll do. However, I have found that there are many other people who write their own vows. They get to say it, they want to say it. If you are a feminist and you are getting married to a man, make sure he knows that you are a feminist and that he can handle, he can actually handle what it is that you need to really cherish him about, to really say those vows and really mean them. So I don't even remember what ours was, but I think it was the regular one that we did. And I was a bit confused afterwards, but 20 years and two beautiful children, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have them. So there it is. Enough about weddings. Although, if you get invited, please don't wear white. Patti LaBelle, do you remember this, Jonathan? I don't know if you remember this story. Patti LaBelle went to, was it Whitney Houston? I think it was Whitney Houston's wedding, and she wore all white. Patti LaBelle wore all white.
I remember a story. I can't remember whose wedding, like you said, it was. But yes, Patti LaBelle was part of it.
You don't want to do that.
This is another reason why I say it's the bride's day. The last thing you do is upstage the bride. The last thing you do is upstage the bride in any way, shape, or form.
Man, what should be the law? What should be the law? What should be the punishment if a woman walks in and outdoes the bride? Does it really matter?
Man, do you have wedding jail? That's a good question.
That's a good one. I wonder if it really matters. Maybe the bride is like, hey, you can wear whatever you want, honey, but I got him. You know.
Maybe you throw the person doing the upstaging into the cake.
No.
I mean,
that's ugly. You don't want ugly. You don't. No, we don't.
They
want
They kind of brought it on themselves by
a wedding is too important.
The bride.
No. So, are you ever going to get married?
I don't know.
That tells me everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not interested, huh?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I pray that you fall deeply in love with just the right person for you, and she falls deeply in love with you.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, and of course,
please
don't say to her. Please don't say to her. It's your day, you know. I don't have to be there.
Wait a minute, what?
Don't say that. You know.
Okay, even me.
It's the bride's day, you said. You said it's the bride's day.
Yes, it's the bride's day. I never said anything about not showing up.
Well, hey.
No, you haven't shown up yet. Even I, the simpleton that I am smart enough to know that.
Simpleton, please. Please. I don't want to hear it. What about a non-denominational wedding vow? That might work for you. I'll now take you to be my wedded wife or husband, to live together after God's ordinance and the holy relationship of marriage. I promise to love and comfort you, honor and keep you, for forsaking all others. I will be yours alone as long as we both shall live.
As long as it ain't rub-a-dub-dub, where's the grub, I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You know,
okay, will you invite me if you get married? Will you invite me to the wedding? Don't answer that. Don't answer. Don't lie. It's Sunday.
See, the thing is, I'm not scared of you embarrassing me. Because there's enough people in my life that would embarrass me at the drop of a hat that it's just stacking on top of the pile at this point.
Come on, we did karaoke together. Come on.
I know. I
wouldn't do that to you. You about to say it was another thing? All right, we're going to take a break because we need
Hey, hold on. We got a couple minutes. My thing is that as far as vows go and as far as doing it more standard or doing it very customized where you write your own, the whole thing of the ceremony, and this is my opinion, whether you do a big ceremony in a church, whether you do a destination mm-hmm. wedding, whether you mm-hmm. do a justice of the peace, whether you elope, mm-hmm. it is deeply, deeply personal to that couple. And that is the biggest thing about this. You are, you know, whether you don't really care about the ceremony as much, you just care about being together. And then the rest is legal. It's all about being together. It's all about signifying that you are together and you want to stay together. That's the deeply personal thing to me. So the vows, they come and go. But do you stick it out? Do you stay together? That's the biggest thing.
A whole lot of people do.
Yes.
There have been people that have been married 75 years, you know, 72 years, 68 years. I mean, I have... You know, sung at some weddings and or some renewing their vows. I've sung at some of those, and it is very emotional to see what they have, how they stuck it out, and what they have together. It is beautiful. So even though we make fun of this sometimes, like I do, I could make fun of it. The bottom line is that if you find someone that you can marry, and that person loves you as much as you love them, you got something special. And I don't know one soul in the world, even yours, Jonathan, that doesn't desire love.
Like I said, the simpleton like me is smart enough to know that.
There you go. So now we're going to take a break and come back in just a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do is be here with you on a Sunday night. And we have great guests for tonight. And let me tell you a little bit about our first guest. I'm so excited about it. This week, Meta introduced a new platform to the world of social media. Threads, as it is called, has sprung up at a time of trouble for its direct competitor, Twitter. Now, tens of millions of people have already signed up for the newest piece of web candy, and the Bluebird isn't taking this challenger lightly. So, how did this all get started, and what should we expect next? Now, we're going to ask Wired staff writer Amanda Hoover. She joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you, Amanda?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
You know, I'm glad that you joined us tonight. Here's the thing. We have so much going on in technology. Everything is changing, it feels like. There's changes all the time. And I don't know if we're able to keep up with it. I know that this is what you do at Wired and so many mm-hmm. others do. But so many of us are overwhelmed with how many changes there are, especially the challenges between Meta and, of course, Threads. Tell us more about Threads.
Yeah, Threads is a new social platform. It debuted Wednesday evening. It's a lot like Twitter. It's a microblogging platform. So that means that people can post text, video, photos. You know, they look a lot like tweets. They're not called that, though. So it's very similar to that, where you have followers, you can see celebrities, you can see brands, you can see posts from important people, and it's meant to, you know, be a place for public discourse, which is also what Twitter has become, you know, for better, for worse, lots of controversies around the public discourse on Twitter. So Threads is very similar to that. it is linked to Instagram. So anyone with an Instagram account can sign up for Threads. And that is the thing that ties it a bit more into, you know, the meta universe.
Right. The meta universe is gigantic. We know this. Gigantic. So when I read that it's 30 million people that signed up within hours on Threads, I thought to myself, well, Meta is so gigantic. I'm not surprised at that. I would have thought it was 130 million. What about you?
Yeah, it was a really quick rate. Obviously, they have a lot more users that they can still tap into. They did decide to tie this platform to Instagram instead of Facebook. There are even more users on Facebook than there are on Instagram worldwide. But this is an amazingly fast adoption of a new app. You know, most new apps have to grow sort of organically. We even see, like, you know, with TikTok, it took a bit longer for that to become such a big part of the conversation worldwide. And Threads is just taking off at a rate that really, really is surprising. It's sort of unprecedented even how fast people are adopting this. But at the same time, it's so easy because all you have to do is download the app and within a few clicks, you know, it can port over all of your followers and people that you follow from Instagram. So it's a lot easier to get started on there versus trying to sign up for a new app, find people that you know, find people that you're interested in. You know, this brings some of that over, at least from Instagram.
So is this really all about getting rid of Twitter?
It certainly seems like a big direct competitor. And I think a lot of people that are signing up that are maybe eager, you know, people have been looking for a Twitter alternative for in different ways, ever since Elon Musk bought the platform last fall. Some people have left over ethical concerns. Some people have left over moderation concerns. And Threads also benefited from arriving last week. It was a very opportune time because a lot of people were upset with Twitter again. Elon Musk had temporarily over the past weekend, being the July 4th kind of holiday weekend, he had temporarily limited the amount of tweets that accounts could view. So
right.
A lot of people thought, you know, this is the final straw. If I can, it's one thing, you know, the ethical concerns. It's another if I can barely use the platform. That was, again, like a temporary limit. But that kind of set Threads up to come in pretty nicely, where you have people that were really, really eager for a Twitter alternative. At the same time, you have the head of Instagram and, you know, Threads is also saying that this isn't a platform that's meant to replace Twitter. They don't necessarily want to be a place for politics and hard news, which Twitter is really famous for. They want to be a place for conversations about entertainment and sports. You know, whether they can keep that differentiation and what people use it for will really depend. So they're saying, you know, it's not a Twitter replacement, but it looks a lot like Twitter.
Well, you wrote the article, How Threads Could Kill Twitter. How Threads Could Kill Twitter. Some people will sit back and go, well, no, that's not going to happen. Yet we know that it can go further than we ever thought it could go. How far can it go?
It's really, there have been a couple of apps over the past few months that have emerged as Twitter alternatives. You have Blue Sky, Post News, Mastodon is another decentralized microblogging service that's been around for a few years, but really saw surges in sign up. And there's some hiccups with all of these. Blue Sky's still invite only. Mastodon is run by volunteers, so it can't handle the massive amount of people that have like run on the Threads. So one, Threads, because it's backed by Meta, has deep pockets, a really experienced engineering team, things that have made the rollout fairly smooth for the massive amount of people that are joining the platform. And at the same time, because it's Meta and Instagram has such a great reputation for brands and for advertisers, that could really be the thing that has a huge impact here. Advertisers have already been fleeing Twitter ever since Musk took over. They're really upset with a lack of moderation. You know, they don't want their ads to appear among really offensive and hateful content. That's not good for their brand. And they feel a bit safer generally on a platform like Instagram. So there's no ads there. It debuted without ads, but that's, you know, not expected to last. And at that point, advertisers could really rush over to Threads, where there's all this excitement, and there's people, there's a way to connect with consumers. And that could be really further devastating for Twitter that already runs, you know, has a lot of financial problems.
Right. And of course, when I read that Threads is not available in the European Union, I immediately thought, okay, that's a problem. Do you see it as a problem?
It could be. That's a huge audience to be missing out on. You know, we're already seeing tons of people sign up. That could change in the EU. It's really a privacy concern because the EU has much stricter privacy laws than many other places in the world. So Meta could decide that it wants to get in line with that. That may not happen. That's a big question mark of what happens next. But if you want to become the place for these big conversations around sports, entertainment, you know, those are things that operate without borders, and people really care about those things across continents. So if you really are excluding so many people and so many storylines, you know, if those storylines continue to play out on Twitter, does that bring attention back there? We kind of have to see how all of that shakes out and how a big event will play out in conversation on Threads. A lot of the topics when people first downloaded were just kind of about using Threads and the experience and if they liked it or not. You know, that was the big conversation to be had. So as we have big global events, we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not quite, you know, I'm not one of those that can really understand the technology that we're looking at when it comes to Meta or Threads, right? But you wrote in here, Threads doesn't have a trending topic section, and the search feature seems to only bring up accounts, not specific topics or posts, which makes it initially less appealing for anyone following big news events. Now, that's huge to me as a host, you know, a radio host. If it doesn't do that, why not?
It could be, you know, they've said that there's a lot that still needs to be added to Threads. There's a lot that they're still playing with. But it could also show that this isn't necessarily meant to replace Twitter and do what Twitter does, which is, you know, you look at the trending topics, you can see what's happening around the world, what the big stories are. You can go and search and see tons of tweets on those topics from people that you don't follow. Personally, as a journalist, like all of those features for me, you know, are really great. Things I've used throughout my career. You can't do that on Threads right now. It could be that they, you know, want to be a different place, and they want to be a place they've so far emphasized brands and celebrities and creators, you know, offering a version like Twitter to people that are big on Instagram, which works pretty differently. So whether or not they update those things, some of those remain to be seen. It could still be fairly successful, but it would verge into something quite different than what Twitter is.
Well, I'm just really grateful that you understand it all, because I don't. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are probably millions and millions of Americans that don't get it. But do we need to get it? Do we need to understand this change that is happening? Because it sounds like it's important, and it sounds like we all need to know about it.
I mean, it's obviously been a huge story. I think time will sort of tell, you know, how vital this is, if this is a place that people need to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do is be here with you on a Sunday night. And we have great guests for tonight. And let me tell you a little bit about our first guest. I'm so excited about it. This week, Meta introduced a new platform to the world of social media. Threads, as it is called, has sprung up at a time of trouble for its direct competitor, Twitter. Now, tens of millions of people have already signed up for the newest piece of web candy, and the Bluebird isn't taking this challenger lightly. So, how did this all get started, and what should we expect next? Now, we're going to ask Wired staff writer Amanda Hoover. She joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you, Amanda?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
You know, I'm glad that you joined us tonight. Here's the thing. We have so much going on in technology. Everything is changing, it feels like. There's changes all the time. And I don't know if we're able to keep up with it. I know that this is what you do at Wired and so many others do. But so many of us are overwhelmed with how many changes there are, especially the challenges between Meta and, of course, Threads. Tell us more about Threads.
Yeah, Threads is a new social platform. It debuted Wednesday evening. It's a lot like Twitter. It's a microblogging platform. So that means that people can post text, video, photos. You know, they look a lot like tweets. They're not called that, though. So it's very similar to that, where you have followers, you can see celebrities, you can see brands, you can see posts from important people, and it's meant to, you know, be a place for public discourse, which is also what Twitter has become, you know, for better, for worse, lots of controversies around the public discourse on Twitter. So Threads is very similar to that. It is linked to Instagram, so anyone with an Instagram account can sign up for Threads, and that is the thing that ties it a bit more into, you know, the Meta universe.
Right. The Meta Universe is gigantic. We know this. Gigantic. So when I read that it's 30 million people that signed up within hours on Threads, I thought to myself, well, Meta is so gigantic. I'm not surprised at that. I would have thought it was 130 million. What about you?
Yeah, it was a really quick rate. Obviously, they have a lot more users that they can still tap into. They did decide to tie this platform to Instagram instead of Facebook. There are even more users on Facebook than there are on Instagram worldwide. But this is an amazingly fast adoption of a new app. You know, most new apps have to grow sort of organically. We even see, like, you know, with TikTok, it took a bit longer for that to become such a big part of the conversation. Worldwide. And Threads is just taking off at a rate that really, really is surprising. It's sort of unprecedented even how fast people are adopting this. But at the same time, it's so easy because all you have to do is download the app and within a few clicks, you know, it can port over all of your followers and people that you follow from Instagram. So it's a lot easier to get started on there versus trying to sign up for a new app, find people that you know, find people that you're interested in. You know, this brings some of that over, at least from Instagram.
So is this really all about getting rid of Twitter?
It certainly seems like a big direct competitor. And I think a lot of people that are signing up that are maybe eager, you know, people have been looking for a Twitter alternative for in different ways ever since Elon Musk bought the platform last fall. Some people have left over ethical concerns. Some people have left over moderation concerns. And Threads also benefited from arriving last week. It was a very opportune time because a lot of people were upset with Twitter again. Elon Musk had temporarily over the past weekend, being the July 4th kind of holiday weekend, he had temporarily limited the amount of tweets that accounts could view. So
right.
A lot of people thought, you know, this is the final straw. If I can, it's one thing, you know, the ethical concerns. It's another if I can barely use the platform. That was, again, like a temporary limit, but that kind of set Threads up to come in pretty nicely, where you have people that were really, really eager for a Twitter alternative. At the same time, you have the head of Instagram and, you know, Threads is also saying that this isn't a platform that's meant to replace Twitter. They don't necessarily want to be a place for politics and hard news, which Twitter is really famous for. They want to be a place for conversations about entertainment and sports. You know, whether they can keep that differentiation and what people use it for will really depend. So they're saying, you know, it's not a Twitter replacement, but it looks a lot like Twitter.
Well, you wrote the article, How Threads Could Kill Twitter. How Threads Could Kill Twitter. Some people will sit back and go, well, no, that's not going to happen. Yet we know that it can go further than we ever thought it could go. How far can it go?
It's really, there have been a couple of apps over the past few months that have emerged as Twitter alternatives. You have Blue Sky, Post News, Mastodon is another decentralized microblogging service that's been around for a few years, but really saw surges in sign up. And there's some hiccups with all of these. Blue Sky is still invite only. Mastodon is run by volunteers, so it can't handle the massive amount of people that have like run onto Threads. So one, Threads, because it's backed by Meta, has deep pockets, a really experienced engineering team, things that have made the rollout fairly smooth for the massive amount of people that are joining the platform. And at the same time, because it's Meta and Instagram has such a great reputation for brands and for advertisers, that could really be the thing that has a huge impact here. Advertisers have already been fleeing Twitter ever since Musk took over. They're really upset with a lack of moderation. You know, they don't want their ads to appear among really offensive and hateful content. That's not good for their brand. And they feel a bit safer generally on a platform like Instagram. So there's no ads there. It debuted without ads, but that's, you know, not expected to last. And at that point, advertisers could really rush over to Threads, where there's all this excitement and there's people, there's a way to connect with consumers. And that could be really further devastating for Twitter that already runs, you know, has a lot of financial problems.
Right. And of course, when I read that Threads is not available in the European Union, I immediately thought, okay, that's a problem. Do you see it as a problem?
It could be. That's a huge audience to be missing out on. You know, we're already seeing tons of people sign up. That could change in the EU. It's really a privacy concern because the EU has much stricter privacy laws than many other places in the world. So Meta could decide that it wants to get in line with that. That may not happen. That's a big question mark of what happens next. But if you want to become the place for these big conversations around sports, entertainment, you know, those are things that operate without borders, and people really care about those things across continents. So if you really are excluding so many people and so many storylines, you know, if those storylines continue to play out on Twitter, does that bring attention back there? We kind of have to see how all of that shakes out and how a big event will play out in conversation on Threads. A lot of the topics when people first downloaded were just kind of about using Threads and the experience and if they liked it or not. You know, that was the big conversation to be had. So as we have big global events, we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not quite, you know, I'm not one of those that can really understand the technology that we're looking at when it comes to Meta or Threads, right? But you wrote in here, Threads doesn't have a trending topic section, and the search feature seems to only bring up accounts, not specific topics or posts, which makes it initially less appealing for anyone following big news events. Now, that's huge to me as a host, you know, a radio host. If it doesn't do that, why not?
It could be, you know, they've said that there's a lot that still needs to be added to Threads. There's a lot that they're still playing with. But it could also show that this isn't necessarily meant to replace Twitter and do what Twitter does, which is, you know, you look at the trending topics, you can see what's happening around the world, what the big stories are. You can go and search and see tons of tweets on those topics from people that you don't follow. Personally, as a journalist, like all of those features for me, you know, are really great. Things I've used throughout my career. You can't do that on Threads right now. It could be that they, you know, want to be a different place, and they want to be a place they've so far emphasized brands and celebrities and creators, you know, offering a version like Twitter to people that are big on Instagram, which works pretty differently. So whether or not they update those things, some of those remain to be seen. It could still be fairly successful, but it would verge into something quite different than what Twitter is.
Well, I'm just really grateful that you understand it all, because I don't. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are probably millions and millions of Americans that don't get it. But do we need to get it? Do we need to understand this change that is happening? Because it sounds like it's important, and it sounds like we all need to know about it.
I mean, it's obviously been a huge story. I think time will sort of tell, you know, how vital this is, if this is a place that people need to be to know what's going on, or if it's a place that people might just enjoy being and enjoy seeing things that their friends have to say. You know, that's also what these platforms are sort of originally for, was to keep up with your friends and to keep up with celebrities. I don't know that everyone needs to be on any platform. You know, there's so many different ways to get information in all of these various competing social platforms that deliver it to us in different ways. You know, some of that can be preference. It all sort of makes, big news kind of makes its way, though, across social platforms, across news sites, across the radio, TV. You know, there's still lots of ways to digest what's happening. But there is a cultural moment that's happening on Threads right now, and we'll have to see if it can hold the attention of all of these tens of millions of people who have signed up so far, because that will be the real test. You know, what we've seen is a very successful launch for Meta, but if people flee, if people don't engage, you know, then this becomes another failed Meta offshoot, of which there have been many. There's been some successful changes that they've done, some successful innovations on their apps. This is a big swing to have this whole new app that they're ready to launch, and whether or not people integrate it into their daily lives will take us a while to see how that works out.
Oh, I agree with that. And another question, if Twitter is dissolved, I mean, if it's just gone, wiped off, would Threads continue?
It, It could, you know, I think what we've seen, because they're, you know, obviously completely different companies, and there's a real hunger by many people that want this type of microblogging platform. There's been so many attempts to do it. It's just proved so difficult to sustain financially. So that's the big question, too. Can Meta make this profitable for them? Can they make it worth their time? You know, they're a big, important social company. They're taking big bets also on the metaverse. So this has to give them something, whether it just boosts their brand, whether it becomes something that they can turn a profit on. All of that will be really important for them to see. Twitter, on the other hand, we've thought a lot of times over the past year that it's going to be the end of Twitter, and it just keeps chugging along, much to, I think, a lot of people's surprise. We thought more things were going to break on it. We saw a lot of glitches in the fall. Half of the Twitter workforce is no longer there since Musk took over. That was a very sudden, shocking, and immediate change, and it's managed to continue. So we haven't really seen any of our big, big social platforms in this new era that we're in, where they're so vital to our lives. We haven't really seen them die. So it'll really be interesting to see what happens to all of that information, all of that history that's occurred on any platform, if it really closes, one that's been so vital to political discourse and news.
You know, I don't know enough about it to really understand it, and I keep going over and over this article, and I keep saying to myself, you really don't get it, Geraldine. And if I don't get it, there's got to be so many more that don't get it. How do we understand this? How do we get it?
I think the takeaway is, you know, that there's a big hunger for a place that people can have discourse, that they can share news, that news can be broken, that they can get information. And there just hasn't been a platform that can do that quite the way that Twitter has. It's been so significant. We've seen, obviously, former President Trump loved Twitter until he left for his own very similar platform. And what's been said on there is so important to local news history, national news history, international news history. It seems so simple that it's just, you know, firing off a couple of sentences and throwing them out onto the internet. But these statements made there, there are some that are so important. And that's what we're looking at. You know, what is going to replace Twitter if it goes away? Like, we lose a lot in terms of public discourse if we don't have a platform like this to be our sort of digital town square. But like you mentioned, there's a lot of people who don't get it because this is still sort of niche, relatively. Twitter is smaller than other social platforms. It's sort of overused by journalists and celebrities and kind of people in the media or people that are very engaged in those worlds. There are a lot of people on the outside who kind of probably think that there's been so much talk about this and they've never touched Twitter and they don't intend to. So that's important to remember, too, that these are fairly niche. And we'll see if Threads might be able to change that, because it is tapping into Instagram. It's introducing potentially a new audience and people that wouldn't have signed up for Twitter ever to give Threads a try. And I think that's what Meta really wants, and to see if it can do. It will never fully replicate what's going on Twitter. That's a community and multiple communities that have built up over more than a decade.
Your article on Wired, the very last two sentences, says Threads might never be Twitter, but it might be a friendlier place for conversations. For now, most of the posts on Threads are about the platform itself, but it will have to hold attention past its launch to avoid being shuffled off into the Meta graveyard or failed imitators. To me, that said it all. So, as we keep looking at this, Amanda, I do hope I can have you back on. As this all keeps blowing up and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, I sure want to have you back on. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. You take care. That is Amanda Hoover. She is staff writer at Wired. And if you have not heard of this article, it is entitled How Threads Could Kill Twitter. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. It is now 7:53 here at WCCO. Welcome back. My goodness, Jonathan. You know, as I listen to all there is to know in that one article, it sometimes overwhelms me because I don't get technology like this. I don't understand why Meta is so important. Why?
Well, when Facebook came along, it was revolutionary. It really was. There's no other way to describe it. Because of the connectivity factor that it brought through the internet, right. We had had things that might have connected us beforehand, but nothing to the level of this, and nothing on a platform as wide as the internet, as wide reaching. And so, because of Facebook, this company got to become as big as they did. They got to start acquiring things. They started acquiring Snapchat. They started acquiring Instagram,
yeah.
And so now they're trying to build this new entity that can, as Ms. Hoover was saying, kind of replace what we've known out there in the stratosphere as this microblogging type of technology, because Facebook and Instagram have not had the reach that Twitter has because of, and maybe you could call it our shortening attention spans, but having that block of stuff. When you read the newspaper, what grabs your attention first? The headline.
Right.
These are headlines. Tweets are headlines to bigger stories, to broader stories, to deeper stories.
But when it first started, don't you remember when Twitter was first out there and people were all over, especially during the elections? And, oh, man, it was a lot going on, a lot of talk, and people were constantly looking at their Twitter accounts. Are they doing that still?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and that's why you have so much turmoil with Twitter right now, is because people still are invested in this. They still have a lot of not only faith in it, but a lot of I'm trying to think of the right word. They spend a lot of time, they spend a lot of energy on it, and so you have this new entity that threatens it, probably for the most direct, the first direct time in a while. And with Elon Musk taking over, and with the layoffs and the changes in policy, and the people that were kicked off of Twitter that are now back on Twitter.
Right, right.
As again, Ms. Hoover said, a lot of people have become worried. A lot of people were worried before because they thought that Twitter was censoring them. Mm-hmm. And now it's come the other way. And so it's going to be intriguing to see how this is handled over the next couple of years, because it's going to be, again, Twitter is now threatening to sue Meta over this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This ain't going to be a friendly fight.
No, it's not going to be a friendly fight, but it's going to be a fight. And as we know, Elon Musk does not give up. Not easily, darling. He does not. So prepare ourselves for that, right? I am not on Twitter, never. In fact, I think there were maybe 10 people that wrote me because I had my son signed up for me. I've never written anything on Twitter. So there you go. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break and come back with our next guest, Sue Perriott. Just wait. It is now 7:53 here at WCCO. Welcome back. My goodness, Jonathan. You know, as I listen to all there is to know in that one article, it sometimes overwhelms me because I don't get technology like this. I don't understand why Meta is so important. Why?
Well, when Facebook came along, it was revolutionary. It really was. There's no other way to describe it. Because of the connectivity factor that it brought through the internet.
Right.
We had had things that might have connected us beforehand, but nothing to the level of this, and nothing on a platform as wide as the internet, as wide reaching. And so because of Facebook, this company got to become as big as they did. They got to start acquiring things. They started acquiring Snapchat. They started acquiring Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
And so now they're trying to build this new entity that can, as Ms. Hoover was saying, kind of replace what we've known out there in the stratosphere is this microblogging type of technology, because Facebook and Instagram have not had the reach that Twitter has because of, and maybe you could call it our shortening attention spans, but having that block of stuff. When you read the newspaper, what grabs your attention first? The headline.
Right.
These are headlines. Tweets are headlines to bigger stories, to broader stories, to deeper stories.
But when it first started, don't you remember when Twitter was first out there and people were all over, especially during the elections? And, oh, man, it was a lot going on, a lot of talk, and people were constantly looking at their Twitter accounts. Are they doing that still?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and that's why you have so much turmoil with Twitter right now, is because people still are invested in this. They still have a lot of not only faith in it, but a lot of I'm trying to think of the right word. They spend a lot of time, they spend a lot of energy on it. And so you have this new entity that threatens it, probably for the first direct time in a while. And with Elon Musk taking over, and with the layoffs and the changes in policy, and the people that were kicked off of Twitter that are now back on Twitter.
Right.
As again, Ms. Hoover said, a lot of people have become worried. A lot of people were worried before because they thought that Twitter was censoring them. Mm-hmm. And now it's come the other way. And so it's going to be intriguing to see how this is handled over the next couple of years, because it's going to be, again, Twitter is now threatening to sue Meta over this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This ain't going to be a friendly fight.
No, it's not going to be a friendly fight, but it's going to be a fight. And as we know, Elon Musk does not give up. Not easily, darling. He does not. So prepare ourselves for that, right? I am not on Twitter, never. In fact, I think there were maybe 10 people that wrote me because I had my son signed up for me. I've never written anything on Twitter. So there you go. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break and come back with our next guest, Sue Perriott. Just wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.